Hello, the time is 1700 UTC on May 15th, 2006, and this is Audio Wiki News News Briefs. Brazil. PCC, Primeiro Comando da Capital, Portuguese for First Command of the Capital City, criminals have been backing several attacks against security forces in the state of São Paulo, Brazil. Since Friday, there have been over 60 deaths. Military and civil policemen, relatives to them and city guards have been targeted. 115 attacks against personnel and police departments have been recorded. In the meantime, there have been 53 prison riots across São Paulo, Mato Grosso do Sul and Paraná with hostages. There is no confirmed count of wounded and dead, but early information indicates that criminals have been killed by rival faction members during the riots. United States. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has said in a statement that full diplomatic relations will be restored with Libya and that the country will be removed from the list of nations that sponsor terrorism. Quote, I'm pleased to announce that the United States is restoring full diplomatic relations with Libya. We will soon open an embassy in Tripoli. In addition, the United States intends to remove Libya from the list of designated state sponsors of terrorism. Libya will also be omitted from the annual certification of countries not cooperating fully with United States anti-terrorism efforts, said Rice in a statement posted on the US Department of State's website. Iraq. Saddam Hussein's trial resumed today and the former Iraqi president was officially charged with murder, the torturing of women and children, farmland raising and illegal arresting 399 people in the 1980s. Hussein refused to enter a plea and when Judge Abdelrahman asked Hussein if he pleaded, quote, guilty or not guilty, Hussein simply replied, quote, this is no way to treat the president of Iraq. Rahman then entered a plea of not guilty for the former president. Australia. Senator Helen Coonan, Australian Minister for Communication, Information, Technology and the Arts, has announced the federal government will be extending its subsidy on satellite telephone handsets. The scheme allows those living or working in parts of remote Australia without conventional mobile telephone services to claim a subsidy of up to $1,200 on the purchase of a satellite telephone. The program was supposed to run for 5 years from 2002 until 2007. The program will continue until 2009. Australia. Australian Senator Barnaby Joyce from Queensland has moved to oppose the government's planned changes to the country's petrol retail industry. The National Party, of which Senator Joyce is a member, governs Australia in coalition with the Liberal Party. The government plans to amend regulations governing the petrol industry to allow oil companies to own more than 5% of petrol stations. Senator Joyce has given notice to disallow regulations that would force the government to debate them in the House of Representatives and the Senate. United States. Genevieve Rachel Nielsen, 31, who was kidnapped when she was 21 months old from her home in Oakland County, Michigan, has been found living under another name in Arizona on Sunday, Mother's Day. In 1976, Eric Douglas Nielsen, the ex-husband of Laura Guder of Pontiac, Michigan, took Guder's daughter to his home for a visit and never returned her. Sports Triathlon. Australian Mitchell Dean won the Honolulu Triathlon on Sunday, defeating American Manuel Huerta by 5 seconds to win the event in 1 hour 46 minutes and 55 seconds. Huerta came in second at 1 hour 47 minutes flat and Heaven Barnes finished third at 1 hour 47 minutes and 6 seconds. In the women's race, Jasmine Owink of Littleton, Colorado won in 1 hour 56 minutes and 21 seconds. Sarah Graff finished second in 1 hour 57 minutes and 18 seconds, and Sarah McLarty finished third in 1 hour 58 minutes and 8 seconds. Dean and Owink both earned $3,000 for their victories. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wikinews News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. This recording has been released under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.